Nolte, Simone Sanders' MSNBC show debuts to abysmal ratings. By John Nolte on May 10, 2022. Simone Sanders' weekend debut on MSNBC was a ratings catastrophe, earning just 340,000 total viewers and 23,000 demo viewers. To put this in perspective, 1 million viewers is considered the floor in the cable news biz. As if this story is not already awesome enough, guess who Sanders' debut guest was? No less than First Lady Jill Biden. During the 4 p.m./ET hour, 32-year-old Sanders was trounced in the ratings as Fox News Channel won by over 130% in viewers and over 630% in the A25-54 demo, the most hyped metric used by all of the networks. This is all the more interesting because it seems the revolving door between the White House and MSNBC doesn't seem to bode well for ratings, said one television insider. The ratings for Simone were abysmal, said one insider. For those of you with a life, Sanders is a precious among the establishment elite. MSNBC hired her right out of the White House and branded the show with the title Simone. MSNBC will soon do the same with outgoing White House Press Secretary Lyon Ginger. Simone Sanders is one of the escapees from the office of her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris, where the 32-year-old served as a chief spokesperson and a senior advisor. What kind of resume is that? You get to anchor your own cable news show because your boss failed upward? Harris is a national joke. Even with the full force of the establishment media protecting her, the team around Harris, which included Simone, led, failed at every turn. Despite all that, who wants to watch a propaganda show? Who wants to watch White House TV? Did anyone think Simone would try to make news while interviewing the Reverend Dr. Jill Biden? Why would anyone want to sit through an hour of softballs? How dull. How pointless. What this really is with Psaki and Simone and all the other dull, incompetent stiffs who move from the White House to the news media is both a bribe and a payoff. NBC Universal hires people who have no business being on TV, who are uninteresting, inexperienced, and have no audience outside a handful of DC morons. In exchange, NBC Universal enjoys access and the kind of favors that allow them to grow and grow into a powerful monopoly. Let me tell you, the Biden White House's new Ministry of Truth is all about paying off a compliant media willing to make White House staffers rich with lucrative TV deals. The revolving door also works the opposite way. For example, our current press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, worked at MSNBC before joining the White House. The whole thing is rigged. Paying people like Psaki and Simone to host dull TV shows as the new lobbyists make their favorite political people wealthy by purchasing a million copies of a dull book. It's pure corporate graft. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.